One thing that I learned in secondary school is how to be a hustler.
I think I have wicked tendencies, but I'm not wicked.
You're always saying bad energy stay far away, but
bad energy stay far away, but you're the bad energy.
I dare you to lick in Kechi's pants.
You guys don't know I have brain. I have brain.
First of all, nobody asked. Second of all, your outfit is actually trash and we don't care.
The only time I'm on my knees is, well, that's classified.
Chidera, this is a family channel.
I hope my mother isn't listening to this podcast.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the Care Package Podcast. We are episode 94. Yeah, we're back again.
Six episodes to 100.
If you like, don't listen to the 100th episode. I won't say what happened to you, but if you like, don't listen to it. Anyways, moving on. Obvi, we're going to give you guys the weekly catch-up. Kind of like everything that's happened, everything that's just going, you know these guys.
You guys, the past weekend, enjoyment won't finish me die.
Can't relate.
I went from dinner. You guys, if you live in London, if you live in the UK rather, I'm sure you've heard of the Ivy Asia. Very nice, beautiful restaurant. But I've always heard mixed reviews about the restaurant. The people are like, it's all ambiance. The food is not good. But because I just love ambiance, I was like, I still want to go.
I said, I love vibes.
My friend invited us there for our birthday. First of all, the staff there is extremely rude, but that's a story for a different
time. What did you go again? Sorry?
The Ivy Asia.
Oh.
Starters came out. The starters were banging. I was like, okay. By the time the mains came out, I said, no, don't worry. Now I know why. Anyway, then I went to see the queen, Beyonce!
Beyonce.
This episode is actually going to be about her because we just have to dedicate the whole episode because she's just amazing. It was a fantastic show. One of the best concerts I've ever been to, if not the best. She was great. I also saw Burna Boy in concert a bit 2 days later. I've seen him loads. But you guys, I no longer believe in Afrobeats to the world. I think we need to start gatekeeping Afrobeats. As a black Nigerian, why was I the minority at that concert?
I'm feeling this now, you know, because I don't like,
obviously, culture to the world. Yeah.
But like, I feel there's just some things I need for us to be for us. Because I think we've been spoken about this on this podcast. You people are making flights to Lagos expensive. That's where my house is, for God's sake. My house is, for God's
sake. I'm just trying to get home.
Because why in the world, you know, a few years ago, obviously, before COVID happened, you could be like, decide 2 weeks before Desi December. It's like, I want to go home. $700, 1,000 max. That's last minute, too. Why am I checking now for flights in December? BA's Yanni 15. 2K. Are you people insane? To go back to my house?
Nah, there were too many imposters at that Burna Boy concert. And because, obviously, they're not Nigerian, Burna Boy was singing Run My Race, Don't Go Gone, Like to Party, the deep songs. And they were just looking. But Burna Boy had to sing, last. Now everybody gets out. Oh, then open their stupid, dirty, smelly mouth. If you don't get out of
there's
here.
There's some spirits that arises in me every time I hear Like to Party. Like, I feel like Like to Party to Nigerians is what Sweet Caroline is to some of the Americans and the UK. Because you can't hear that song and not go TV, 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 TV,
remix
But yeah,
no, it was good. To be honest, I would say it was probably one of my least favorite Burna Boy concerts. But that was mostly because I couldn't see, because he did a stadium. And while it's so fantastic that he could sell out an 8K capacity stadium, I kind of miss the small shows. I want to see one shows where I could look him eyeball to eyeball. I could even touch his leg if I felt like. You get.
Right. There's a video I have in. When did we go? I think it was 2018.
2018, yeah.
We went to Rhythm Unplugged. And Burna Boy is literally like his sweat was dropping on us.
He I touched my leg. Hand, as in he held my hand.
Like, now Odogi will kick you and tell them to give you your money back.
Don't kill me. But yeah, man. Burna Boy was also good. It's just there are too many
imposters. And then, you know who I blame? It's people saying, follow me to Lagos to get $20 braids. No, bro.
Yes.
This is the price of braids. People are damaging our economy and you don't know. How can I be going to do braids and they're yarning me 30k without attachments? Be fucking for real, bro. Even trenches. Trenches are supposed to be 8k and your hair will be banging. Trenches have started charging 20k last.
It's well. Anyway, so obviously summer has started. Once Love Island starts, Love Island UK starts, everybody knows summer has started. Only two episodes in, but it's looking like a juicy season ahead. It's looking like a very juicy season ahead. So to all my Love Island watchers.
Love Island UK. And I've watched all the Love Islands. Love Island UK, US, and Australia. I think those are the only three out now. I don't know if they brought France because they're kind of introducing the French. No, they have. There's French. I saw a clip with. But I've watched three of them. And I can just say, like, with all conviction in my heart, nothing really beats Love Island UK.
That's the OG.
I feel like it just can't. Like, the Australians try. I have to give them credit. They try. Because you know their accents sometimes. If you hold your ear one way, it sounds British. All the other Love Islands, you never hear anyone say, I'm not going to put all my eggs in one basket. Storm Anna, you can't get that in the Americas. What Michael did that year, you can't. And I feel like the UK's Love Island is just mismatched. Even in the, like, obviously, summer Love Island only, but like...
Yeah, I can't lie. They stop doing two Love Islands a year. It's not banging.
It's not banging. Because it's too much. Mm. But like, do you think the Americans are going to give us India and Dami May the best heartbreaker win? Do you know how crazy that is?
I guess we're both heartbreakers.
Oh! They're
the best heartbreaker win. Sexy chat.
But you know one thing I feel like is kind of losing its mede-mede in Love Island is Casa Amor. Because I feel like Casa Amor gives lads holiday and they're all going back to their girlfriends.
Yes!
I'm
not here for it.
It always happens. Like, if you notice, like, there's only one maybe Casa Amor girl or boy that stays, and it was with someone that didn't have a match in the main villa, and those two always end up getting evicted. Because whether you're playing a game or whether you just came for genuine romance, like, let's be fucking for real. You've been with someone for 4 weeks and, like, you can tell, like, you guys are having a connection. Even if you're playing the game, you're playing the game too, or you now want to start playing the game with someone else that's only been in Mallorca for a day. You're not going to win. We're going to...
To be fair, though, Kai and Sanam. Sanam, first Casa Amor winner in the history of Love Island UK. She did that thing.
That's what I'm saying. There's always one person from Casa Amor that'll stay. But India and Dami season, was that India?
Those Dami? Ones, the relationships, they just scattered them for fun and they all went back to who they came from.
Like, they all went back to who they came from. What's that girl's name again? Summer or Winter? What's her name?
Summer. You say Winter. Don't kill me.
But yeah, she went back to where she came from. And one thing I don't know, why they had Kenna on that show, I'll still never know till today.
Lord, that guy was just vibing.
He was there to wear his Crocs.
That guy literally wears Crocs everywhere. Like,
yeah, Crocs
are... He's just like Nisha. I do love a crack crocking moment.
Also, DLT just happened. And for our viewers that don't know what DLT means, would you explain it for them?
DLT stands for Days Like This Brunch. They started by having just day parties in London, and then a couple of years ago they had the first DLT Malta, which is like, think Afro Nation but more party focused than, like, they still have shows, they still have acts, but it's more party focused than concert focused. And boy, this year The promo, the FOMO, the marketing was on 100,000. I've never wanted to be in Malta so badly.
If you haven't signed up for the list, I've
Yeah,
already
for 2024.
requested my time off, because I
Don't
can
kill
request
me.
a, I request you can request a year in advance, and that is exactly what I have done.
5th to 10th June, me, I'm off.
You don't see me inside a new suitcase or beside her.
Okay.
Just pick your way.
But yes, yeah, it's looking good. It's looking good. It's looking good. DLT, I must be there next year, Sha. That's what I can say. I don't know how I'm going to get there, but by hook or by crook,
By hook or
I
by
must be there. Last week, guys, I also watched the Little Mermaid remake. It was really good. Halle Bailey, she has a bright future ahead of her.
She does. She needs to leave DDG, Sha.
She needs to do what?
She needs to leave DDG.
DDG. Abi. Oh, I want better for my sis. But anyway, they always say those that don't hear must feel. So she will feel. Don't worry, she'll be okay. Them go feel it.
Them
Them
go holy down.
go run. Them go run.
Also, because you guys know I'm an Apple girly, WWDC was yesterday. And for those of you guys that don't know, WWDC stands for Worldwide Developer Conference. And usually, like in the past few years, it's just been like mainly for the developers. They'll announce loads of software. But just to tell you guys what they announced, because I know some of it, that thing was long. Even me, it took a sec. But yeah, the biggest thing that launched was Vision Pro. So Apple's VR helmet. Shout out to them. But I know you hear that and you're like, maybe me too, I can be part of this. If you have $3,500, you too can be part of that community.
I'm sorry, they're actually thieves. And they're thieves that know that we're obsessed with them.
But they announced a new 15-inch Mac, which everyone's really excited about because they took away so all Apple, they took out the Intel chip from the Mac Pro. So all Apple's computers are now Apple Silicon. iOS 17. This was
Oh,
a
you
big
guys, this looks
company.
like a really exciting iOS. Like, I'm really looking forward to it.
So unfortunately, if you do have an iPhone 8,
Or an iPhone 10.
will not be part of
Have to
it.
say bye bye, yo.
Yeah,
Bye bye, yo.
few things I just think were really cool. They announced standby. So if your phone's on like one of those MagSafe chargers and it's a landscape, your phone's going to become like an alarm clock. Which is really cool, and I think it's what everyone's kind of wanted for a while. There's also name drop. So I think if you have one of the phones with the dynamic dial, so I guess the 14, if you want to share your contacts with someone, instead of just being like, oh, give me your phone, let me put my number in, you just hold your the top of your phone to the top of theirs and it transfers your contact card. Because
Her. No need for business cards.
yeah, you can use it for
Or
anything.
say, hey yo, darling, hey yo, miss, can I get your number?
No, and they just take your phone and tap it.
Hello?
Then now you can now leave voicemails for FaceTime. So if you're trying to call your friend and they're not picking up or they've gone to sleep, just leave them, drop them a quick voicemail. And they announced the loads of stuff for our mental health, really. So they announced a journal app that lets you like journal what's been going on in your day. And then I can't remember the name of the other one, but it kind of lets you check in with your mental health. So if you're feeling okay, if you're not, why, and stuff like that. And I think that's pretty cool. And then obviously safety features. There's now check-in. So if your friend was like, text me when you get home, and you didn't text them, like me, I never fucking do it. I always forget.
Can you imagine? Children will now go missing now. We'll now be
But
refugees.
yeah, you can check in, so they have to check in when they're home, which is pretty cool.
Fair
But
enough.
yeah,
That
that's
makes
everything
sense.
that happened at WWDC, babes. And now we're going to talk about the Queen Bee.
The Queen. Okay, so let me tell you guys about the show. Let me tell you guys about the show. You guys just sit back and relax, okay? So the queen comes on. She gives us. She starts with the ballads. The ballads. She gives us Dangerously in Love. I am in love with you. She gives us One Plus One. She gives us Flaws and All. She gives us the ballads. Then she gives us An Outfit Change. Outfit change. She had like five outfit changes. I'm not gonna lie, I can't even remember the order. But yeah, she gave us an outfit change. I'm actually looking at my camera right now so I can give you guys the tea. Also, I don't know if you guys don't follow me on Instagram, follow me on Instagram so you can see how good I looked that day. I looked really, really good, just so you know. In case you were wondering. She gave us I Care. Then she gave us, you know how the girlies have been asking Beyoncé to share the visuals of Renaissance? She shared the visuals at the concert. So if you didn't go, no
Nothing.
visuals for you. Cool. She changed fits. She came. She gave us choreography. After Beyoncé's first show, a lot of people were wondering, is she injured? Because the Sweden guys, she didn't give them too much, but the crowd was dead. Dead crowd, dead Beyoncé. She gets it. So yeah, she gave us that. She gave us Alien Superstar. She switched outfits. She gave us Cuff It. She gave us Energy. She gave us Break My Soul. That whole section I loved. There was so much energy. Beyoncé is dancing leg walk, you guys. She said energy. And I said, yeah.
Period.
And also, let me tell you something about Beyoncé, you guys. She's so pretty in real life. Her mic stayed on and her choreography was choreographing. Yeah, she looked fab. Then she gave us another outfit change. She gave us Formation. She gave us My Power Black Parade. And guess who joined us? Guess who came to join the show? She said, that's my bloodline. And her bloodline came. I just saw Blue Ivy. Let me tell you guys something. So Blue Ivy, I went to the third show in London. There were five shows in London. So Blue Ivy first debuted at the Paris show, which was the night before the first London show. She came to Paris, came to London show one. London show two, she was missing. I said, oh my God, we're not going to get her. London show three, she was back. London show four and five, she was there. It was only London show two, they didn't rate them. But let me tell you guys something. Blue Ivy, her confidence from the first London and from the first Paris show to the last London show, she did fabulous. Then Beyoncé gave us yet another outfit change. She gave us Love on Top, and she gave us the ba she gave us more ballads. Another outfit change. She gave us Heated. Now, if you're on TikTok, I'm sure you've been hearing people practicing,
And
learning
then
the rap. 10, 10, 10 across the board. You know, tip, tip, tip on hardwood floors and all that stuff. Yes, I saw that live. Some of you cannot relate. Then she gave us yet another outfit change. She had like seven outfits in the whole show. Then she gave us America Has a Problem. That was great. Then finally, she came in on a horse, a sparkly horse. Also, Lay Twins. When I was in secondary school, like we used to watch Lay Twins, like
Wow, late
at these
swing.
little like dance tournaments. And it's now kids just see like how far they've come. Obviously, dancing with Beyoncé. They were pulling some crazy stunts. I was just like, wow. Anyway, long story short, guys, I had a time. Like, it was such a good. Beyoncé is that girl. Like, nobody should ever say that she cannot perform because that woman is just everything and more. But okay, moving on to Beyoncé in general, a lot of Beyoncé fans have been talking about how, like, these shows have been a bit different to her regular shows because all her old, like, shows and tours, she's very, like, military. She's very, like, everything is perfect. Whereas these shows, like, there's so many clips of her, like, making mistakes, which is fine, but, like, she just giggles, she just laughs. Apparently, she's much more free and happy and chill. And I wonder if that just comes from like, I've already established my stardom. Like, I'm just here to vibe.
Like, you didn't see how much they paid her for performing in Dubai. I too would not care if I made a mistake, if I made that kind
Abby?
of money.
Abby? She's just chill. Then, now the fact that 11-year-old Blue Ivy is performing in front of stages with 60,000 people. Chidera, can you do that? Small thing that we were doing. Chidera was crying on stage. She could not do
Guys, can we
it.
actually talk about that? I have zero stage presence. Shout out to those girls I danced with that year because every time before we went on stage, I used to weep. Like, weep. I was like, what?
Meanwhile, Blue Ivy is dancing in front of 60K people, and she's so cool. That whole thing is so cute because Beyoncé is like, that's my bloodline. And then Blue Ivy comes, then they now dance, dance, dance. They now fist bump. She's like, go Blue! That dances. Oh, guys, the concert was amazing. It was actually amazing. Like, I'm not gonna lie, it was amazing. I loved it. But yeah, I mean, also with the London shows, I feel like a lot of people flew into London to watch because they couldn't wait for the American shows. So we
Yeah.
had,
So
obviously.
yeah, there are two reasons. There's that,
At the
and
price.
yes,
But
so
then
and
also, by the time you buy a flight, it's not the same thing.
it is the same thing, but I think in people's, like in my head, it would work out in a cheaper way because essentially Europe has ticket taxes, so Europe can't, you can't, even if you're Michael Jackson, you can't charge above a certain amount in Europe. But in America, if you like, charge 10,000 for general admission. Ticketmaster don't give no shits. But yeah, there were lots of people that flew out. But then,
Yeah, so
yeah.
we had Kris Jenner at one of the London shows. We had Megan Thee Stallion. We had Jay-Z. We had Ariana
Lori
Grande. She had
Harvey.
Lori Harvey. She came to see her boo dancing.
Lori, how will you be pounding Amala in 3 months? You people are laughing.
Don't kill me. We had Ariana Grande. And then we also just had a bunch of influencers like Ricky Thompson and Denzel Dion. Some babe, my friend would say Tiara Willis. I don't know who she is, Sha, but I know that name.
Really?
Tiara Willis, she was at the show the day that I watched she was, not Tiara Willis, right? Tiara Willis is makeup for is no who is Tiara Willis is the skincare babe.
I think so.
Right? No. One person, Sha, one influencer babe, one tall babe, she was there.
Who said one tall babe?
And
I
I
know
was Tiara
one.
Wilson or something like that, Sha. She was there. Beyoncé's mom was there as well.
Dina.
Yes. But yeah, it was great. But like, and I think Beyoncé is literally like one of the greatest of all time. Like Beyoncé is that celebrity that other celebrities see her and they're fangirling. Do you know what that means? To be a
Yeah.
celebrity to all celebrities.
Yeah.
You guys, if Beyoncé came to me right now, like if Beyoncé, like if I had a knock on my door and it was Beyoncé,
I'm
I
passing
didn't know. I didn't even know
it.
what I would do.
It's
Like,
a dream.
I'll
I
just
don't
start
know.
shaking.
I feel like she just has a very, very big star presence. Also, it's building your, like, she's built her brand. Like, she's established herself. And I think people are just amazed. Like, she's still doing her damn thing because, like, Kelly still sings now and again. I think Michelle is born again. Like,
Yeah, Michelle is into gospel.
like, I think
Oh
they
yeah,
all.
Kelly was also at one of Beyoncé's shows.
I think she just maintained her stardom throughout her whole career. It's never really faltered. And you can't really fault her
Like
for that.
from when she was in Destiny's Child, we all knew that she was gonna be the big one.
When
Like
she was singing, say Beyonce in a group song.
that video is crazy. They say my name, say my name. She says, say Beyoncé. I
Nah,
know she was even gonna
you
say.
know they rocked backstage. You
I
know
don't
they
think she was gonna
rocked.
even do say Kelly. I say Beyoncé, what about people that you're standing with?
Don't mind her. But
But
yeah,
yeah,
it's
she
very
always knew she was
impressive.
gonna be a star, so
Considering the music industry is very, very cutthroat, and you know you're hot shit today, you're nothing tomorrow. But yeah, Beyoncé just crazy. I remember when her self-titled album dropped. Shout out to everyone in DWC that had the self-titled album with videos on a flash drive.
lol. Oh yes, I remember that. When Beyoncé dropped that self-titled album, she didn't even want anybody. She just dropped it.
She just dropped it. And I feel like she just has so much like business-wise going on for her. There's like, I think, I don't know if Ivy Park is still part of Adidas. I
I'm
don't
not
think.
gonna lie though, Ivy Park is the one thing that she touched that didn't really turn into gold. Ivy Park kind of
Yeah.
flopped. How would you know have Ivy Park?
Quite a few, but I'm also in America.
First. I just feel like nobody really talks about like you know the way like Skims is like Skims, like nobody really talks about
I
Ivy
think
Park like that.
your clothing brand, I think the thing with clothing is very hard. Like it gives very athleisure. And you know, athleisure is a great thing, but like I buy a pair of Ivy Park leggings. I wear them what like I wear them casually, but like people are finding different way to wear Skims, like people are finding different way to wear, like I think the industry
that if you're ever going to tap into the clothing market, you should do. It's really hard to tap into fucking though, is the lingerie, body, like body suits, like that market. Because look at Savage X Fenty, even though they're crazy for trying to make me pay $50 a month to have VIP pants and bra inside.
Yeah, I don't like that whole like subscription thing.
Yeah, but like Savage Fenty, Victoria's Secret, Pink, like Skims, like you will catch me in pink buying pants because why the fuck not? But yeah, I think it was just it's just such a tight market. Like athleisure is such a tight market because okay, I want Beyonce leggings, they're $60, but you know, I can buy like 50 pairs on Amazon. Like it's leggings, you know, leggings, jackets, like it's very niche. It's
I also
very
just feel
niche.
like I'm not going to spend $60 to be wearing something to the gym. Like,
Do you get?
everybody must see that I own this thing.
But yeah, obviously, no stars have been stars without controversy. And are you really a musician if they didn't think you were in the Illuminati?
No, you're not. I can't remember when Blue Ivy was born and they were saying that she born, it was stands for born living under evil Illuminati's very youngest. And even like when she went through her whole Sasha Fierce stage, like they talked about how like, oh, Sasha Fierce is her demon version, that like, when she's performing she changes into a witch. And
Turning
just
to a
like,
witch is crazy.
yeah, and just like some of her songs, like I've heard so much about how Black Parade is evil. Like I've heard lots of controversy surrounding her, and I'm just like, and also, you know, the fact that like the Hove like sign is like the Illuminati sign.
Yeah.
So like in Black is King and stuff, like but she, every time she did the sign, everyone was like, "Oh my God, it's the Illuminati!" Is, do you think the Illuminati is real? You think it's real?
Yeah, it's like any other
Really?
cult.
Okay, and do you think all these artists are actually part of it?
No, I think it was a rumor. I think it was one of those things where it's like, well, any publicity is good publicity. I don't think people
Okay,
actively.
so who do you think is actually in it?
I feel like there's like the people that are actually in the Illuminati that actively worship the devil are like nobodies. They are nobodies. It's like any other cult. It's like FLDS. It's like all those cults you watch Netflix documentaries about, except there's no God, it's the devil. Because yeah, I just think it's like another variation of a cult. And I don't think there are any like famous people in. The one I know there are famous people in for shizzle is Scientology. I know that one for a fact.
Yeah, I mean, some of them have actually said that they are
For a
Scientologists. Yeah.
fact. I know that there are people in Scientology. But yeah, I think
And
it
then, what do you think is your favorite Beyoncé album?
was. Ooh, let me go check. I am a very big fan of Renaissance.
Oh, Fez. I wasn't. Okay, you guys don't. Don't hate me now, okay? Don't hate me now. I was a fan, but not the biggest fan of Renaissance until I saw it live, and now I'm obsessed with it.
I think I'm in the stage. Like, I remember when I was like 16, 17, I was like, yeah, Untu's music is kind of a lot. But maturing is realizing Untu's music is actually good.
No.
I love
Oh, sorry, I'm not with you. I'm not with you.
Untu. But yeah, I feel like I'm in my very, like, I like Drake's album that he just came out with, and obviously The Weeknd. And like, I've just been listening to DJs. I wanted to go to Ibiza for God's sakes. Like, that's all I want to hear. So, I think Renaissance is my favorite kind of right now. But if it wasn't Renaissance, it's definitely self-titled.
For me, my favorite Beyoncé album is between self-titled. Actually, I think it's self-titled. But
I
between
really like Four.
self-titled and Four, I really like Four as well.
Boy. Yeah, Four's great.
Because Four has Love on Top, Four has Party, School in Life. I love School in Life.
Guys, do you
Countdown.
know the things that go through people? Someone can be in the bathroom and you'll hear the DJ go, "You a bad girl, let your friend back
That
off."
too.
But
I care. Nah, four is a banging album. Oh. Four is a banging album. Four is a banging
that's one of the
album.
songs I know the whole song. The whole song.
And you know when she dropped Black the Gift though? There was lots of controversy around that. People were like, is she culturally appropriating? Why is she singing Afrobeats? A lot of Americans were angry. Why is she singing Kumbaya music? But
Kumbaya
I was
music.
here for the gift, sure. I liked the gift. Also, Lemonade was like her Fuck It album. It was like her breakup album. I like a few songs on it. It was like her angry album.
Yeah, I just think she's iconic. Like, I'm not like the girl in what's that movie, Swarm, that was killing people because they don't like Beyonce, but I think Beyonce is
I
pretty
think so too. Not pretty good, sorry. I love her. I love
great.
her. She's great. But yeah, finally, onto this album, Renaissance. Obviously, this type of music, this genre of music, is for the girls and the gays. Okay, it's for the gays. And I'm happy that she, like, this is the direction that she's going in. She's very versatile. She's a versatile queen. She's given us Afro beats. She's given us
Yeah.
the ballads. She's given us pop. She's given us
I
house.
feel
She's given us
like we're
everything.
also in an era of music where everything is starting to sound like Studio 54 music. Stuff that they would play at like discos and so I feel like that's just the era we're kind of in right now. Like I'm not saying they'll play Otilo Is Gone in a disco, but I'm like I just feel
Oh yeah, surveillance law.
it
You
don't
don't get
go. But yeah, I feel like that's just the era of music we're in right now. And it's, I don't want to say refreshing, but it's great to see like Beyonce just like embracing it and really making music for the girls and the gays because 9 times out of 10, the men are standing in the corner with their Moncler jackets, crossing their arms, frowning. Like, make music for us to dance to. Because, me too, I like, what's his name? Meek Mill, but the amount of times I don't even know the I had to grind like this. Okay, that song, please, I don't want to hear it anywhere anymore. I'm done. It's over. Thank you. It's now
No.
10, 10, 10 across the
Across the
board.
board, period. But
Again.
yeah. Yeah, and the show that I watched was actually the 1st of June, and she was like, "Happy Pride Month! Thank you guys for bringing us this genre of music. Thank you guys for accepting me." And I was just like, "Oh my God, Beyonce!" But yeah, guys,
You're like
thank you
that guy
very
that
much.
was on the floor crying, David Joe.
But yeah, guys, thank you so much for being here again, listening to us talk about Beyonce. Sorry, this episode just has to be dedicated to her because that show is fantastic. If she has not come to your city, your country yet, and there's still tickets available, just go, just do it. This is your sign. Like, if you're in 2 miles, like, I don't know if I want to spend that money, spend it. Trust me, this is your sign to spend that money and go and see Beyoncé. Anyway, guys, we'll see you next week by God's grace. make sure you follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Care Package Pod and TikTok at The Care Package Pod so you know when our next deliveries are. Till next time, bye!
This package has been signed, sealed, and delivered. Thank you.